The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Get back.
Yeah. Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Bean, a little later on this morning. Get your vaccine.
So don't ask that question.
Wish we had time to, a little more time with Topher Grace yesterday.
I liked him a lot, yeah.
Because I wanted to find out if, if Fez from that 70s show had a last name.
Oh, on the show, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember there was one scene where somebody asked him if that was his real name, and he started going into an explanation, and then the school bell went off. It just drowned out his entire explanation.
Probably one of the bits, you mean.
Yeah.
I got it, yeah. Should have led with that.
He's not listed as having a last name on IMDb.
No, I've looked a bunch of places, and it's just he's just Fez.
Fez.
Doesn't give a last name.
Yeah, everybody
nothing.
Else has their last names here.
Yeah, every database I went on. Nothing but Fez.
Down that 70s show rabbit hole, huh?
Even Tanya Roberts, who is dead now.
Yeah.
She
was dead now. That sucks. Anybody have that character actor, Craig?
No.
Okay. I recognize him from everything. He was on Rockford Files, by the way, Craig.
Yeah, he was on everything.
Everything, man.
But not anyone's Deadpool
List. Let's give his name out at least, because you'd recognize his face, but nobody having the Deadpool.
No.
72.
Walter Olkowitz?
Yeah.
I think
he's been in everything. Barney Miller, even.
Yeah. Oh, different guy then.
70s, 80s, and 90s episodic TV.
Yeah.
Different guy then.
Than what?
What Puss said.
Well, that's one we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Before really?
You got here. Yeah. I sent you that
All
link.
Right.
I saw that late last night.
I just figured that was a different guy then.
Oh, no.
Saks Fifth Avenue phasing out products that use animal fur. They say that all of its fur salons will close by the end of the 2021 fiscal year. They will also discontinue all products containing animal fur by the end of fiscal year 2022, both online and in stores.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, granted, we don't run in those circles, but do people still wear fur? I
think it's apparently
kind of creepy.
Well, let me rephrase that.
Is it even
much
style?
Much less so?
Yeah, I was going to say
if people were wearing fur, Saks Fifth Avenue would sell it. So would Macy's, Versace, and Prada, and they don't.
Right. Are people still buying mink coats?
Well, that would be fur.
I know.
No, I think they're less and less of a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a style anymore. It's just kind of creepy. Remember, you probably remember this. We were in school years ago. Rabbit coats were big for girls. Rabbit fur. Now, granted, they kill rabbits every day, but you don't see rabbit fur coats anymore.
But Craig's right. If the mink coats were flying off the shelves at Saks Fifth Avenue, they'd still be selling them.
Right.
They would make an announcement that, we're getting rid of all our fur.
Yeah.
I remember my grandmother having a fox stole, the thing you put around your neck.
Yeah.
And it was the actual fox. I mean, the face was on it.
Really?
I remember those.
Yeah. Remember those?
Now, absolutely.
This is my grandmother, so this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had.
I have seen
that. And it was the creepiest thing because we used to run around and grab it when we were kids. Say, look at this. It was a flattened fox, but the face was on it. And they wore it around their neck. How crazy is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite crazy.
I know. I'm glad you're.
But I mean,
those,
you grow up with that though, and you think nothing of it.
I saw it. Yeah.
Until later, and you go, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Why'd they leave the head on?
Right.
Was a chinchilla a thing at one time?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Most definitely. I think it takes more than one to make a coat.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of tiny.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, I think you got to skin a few chinchillas to make a coat.
Yes, you do. That's an old saying. You got to skin more than one chinchilla to make a coat.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Who do you got?
NHL says a variant of the coronavirus responsible for the COVID-19 outbreak that has swept through the Vancouver Canucks.
It's like everybody on the team.
25 people, 21 of them players, have tested positive. Three of the players who tested positive are on the taxi squad.
Man.
How big is an NHL roster?
Don't know.
Can't be much more than 20 people.
They got three lines, a couple goalies. Who knows? I don't know.
I do know the taxi
guys are listening. Just tell us. Look,
23 player roster, okay. And then between 4 and 6 on the taxi squad. So
yes, the taxi squad is 4 to 6 players. And this, they haven't done this taxi squad before, I don't think. This is specifically for this year. And it's a group of guys that practices and does everything with the team except dresses for the game.
Got it.
In case someone's out with the COVID or something, and then they can plug these guys in.
And the guys they could plug in also have COVID, right?
Hell, they don't even have 6 guys now, I don't think.
Jesus.
Yeah, so they needed like a 20-person taxi squad. Man. Right.
Yeah, they
this.
Did. Yeah.
Or 6 guys who can play all 60 minutes.
Yeah, or that, yeah. Iron Man.
Get your vaccines, please, as soon as possible when you're up. When you're up.
Which is now. Get them now.
A lot of places, yes.
Most places it's now.
Yeah. Only way we get back to normal. I think people think it's going to happen like now, and it's not. Concerts aren't happening. Come on, people. Get your vaccines. And if you got a friend or every day we get an email from somebody that knows somebody, or they ain't getting it. Well, screw them. Screw them.
A new study published in the Health Gazette found that in Spanish couples between the ages of 65 and 81.
Over there, they just call them couples.
Yeah.
Very good, Todd.
Old Spanish couples.
Women whose husbands were 6 or more years older than them had a higher probability of having health problems.
Oh.
Than those in relationships with other disparities in age.
So even the women or the guys?
The women whose husbands were 6 or more years older than them had a higher probability of having health problems.
Why would that be? What'd they say?
Putting up with their crap?
They don't know why.
Putting up with old guys' crap?
Don't do that story with my wife. I'm double that. I'm 12 years older than she is. So maybe she can blame it all on me. Putting up with old guys' crap.
Every freaking problem I've had in the last 20 years, your fault.
Yeah, no, she might agree with that. And I almost dropped the S-bomb. I'd like to know the correlation for that, though.
Yeah.
Is it because they start doing older, things that the guys don't take care of? Who knows? Yeah, that's a weird one. Yeah,
do they pick up old guy habits?
Do they sit down and go, you hear that? Yes. No fussing.
No back talking.
Throw that one away.
Yeah. Shit, get rid of that one. Don't bring that up again.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart going on Apple TV.
Oh, really?
What you going to do?
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
The Problem with Jon Stewart will premiere in the fall. It's supposed to be a 1-hour single-issue series.
Okay.
We'll focus on topics in the national conversation.
In-depth stuff, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
They're probably paying some pretty good money to come back.
This is, well, this is his first project of a multi-year partnership with that they have with him.
I hope Apple can afford it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be the John Oliver show, but twice as long.
Yeah, I'm thinking, man, that's...
With the original, John Stewart, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy did it originally.
Because if he's doing just one issue for the whole hour.
But, I mean, I love John Oliver, and generally his main topic of the night is only like 20 of the 30 minutes.
Right,
I'm thinking, like, man, taking that to 60, that's a lot.
Yeah, maybe at the end he just takes calls.
Something.
He treats it like off the cuff like we do. All right, what do you think? Well, who's on the phone? Check your email. He just does that and takes in a zillion dollars.
Well, as a viewer, John Oliver sometimes gets a little, I mean, it's a long half hour, you know?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. And it gets a little heavy, right?
Yeah, it does. It gets heavy. Yeah. That's a good word for it.
Yeah, when he does his dive stuff.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I love the show, and I watch it all the time.
Yeah, but it's heavy sometimes.
But it's important to do.
Yeah, okay.
It is.
I'm glad guys do that because they actually give you the facts. You said they broke out that whole debt thing.
Yeah.
Everybody should watch that, but then people will watch you go, that's not true.
It was great.
Well, it's true.
It was great.
Yeah.
But it is. It's heavy, and it's a very long piece, and now I'm thinking about Jon Stewart doing that for 60 minutes. Right. Man.
Yeah, but no newscast. Never goes more than a couple minutes on a story.
No.
You never get the, you know, the details.
No.
I mean, PBS will go 10 minutes on a story sometimes, you know, and bring people on both sides. Yeah, you know, but usually a news story lasts, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, sometimes stuff doesn't need to be. I mean, if you watch the nightly news, it's more of a recap situation. That's one of the reasons I watch it, to get the recapped about stuff, and then they can move on.
But your other news magazine shows don't do like he does. And go
1 hour, no.
Well, they don't go, well, that guy's an effing idiot.
No, you're right. And I like that.
This is why he's
that's
stupid.
What I like about it. That's what I like about those.
Yeah, right. That's why I like John Oliver.
Yeah, because I was watching, I turned on the regular news, one of the Sunday morning shows. And it was Chris Christie. They always have to have, I mean, I realize that, but Chris Christie was there with, and he was just saying the voter laws in Georgia were good. The new ones are good. And I'm thinking, somebody should stop and say, no, you're a freaking idiot, and move on. But they didn't, because they gave him his time. He's a right-wing freak. And I'm thinking, oh, Jesus.
That's why
I just tune away.
That's why I like John Oliver. Right. He doesn't feel the need to give both sides. We're just going to give you the truth.
The truth, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes the truth's uncomfortable.
It is.
Because Greg's looked into that. You've done it years and years on this show. You go, oh, we thought that was true. Oh, what? Nah, damn.
Exactly.
And then we move on. I wish that was true. Let me move on.
Yeah, or unfortunately, this is true.
Right.
Something like that. Todd, NASA is now giving us the weather on Mars, in case you care about that.
Jesus.
Well, what part?
A little dusty.
Where they are.
Uranus,
yeah.
You know.
Where
so,
they are.
What is the temperature? What is the air temperature on Mars?
Well, when they originally sent it down, it was about 4 below 0.
Whoa.
But then within a half an hour, it had dropped to 14 below.
So, you mean like, 14 below zero, like the kind we would have here?
Yeah, Fahrenheit.
So you can actually live there without the air. You need air, though.
Weather reports will continue to roll in over the next year. That will include temperature cycles, heat fluxes, and dust cycles. So, they will tell us when there is dust on Uranus.
All right. Perfect. How hot is it on Uranus?
Well, this is Mars.
I know, but I want to know what's on Uranus.
Of course you do.
We don't have the weather satellites on Uranus yet.
We should.
But we're working on it. Any wind?
On Uranus?
Yes.
Coming out of Uranus.
What's the real field temperature?
I don't know.
And the dew point. It's always important to know the dew point.
Yeah. Just get the temperature on Mars every day. And the traffic, too, by the way. And the traffic.
I'm actually looking at this thing right now, and I'm going, why are they only? Why don't they tell me the weather today? I don't care what the weather was on March 20th. And I go, oh, wait, there's probably a lag in that information coming back from.
Is it days?
No, it's just a few minutes.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because what was the descent? The descent into hell.
Maybe they didn't re-up
it. Well, yeah, that's right. What was it, 14 minutes of hell or something?
Seven minutes of terror.
7 minutes of terror.
Because that's the delay. It takes that long for the signal to get back to Earth.
So Seb went from 14 minutes in hell to 7 minutes in terror.
Right.
We used to play that as a kid. Remember that? You go into the closet, 14 minutes in hell.
Yeah. Yeah, the latest information on this page says it was on March 29th. The high was minus -4.
You know why?
And the low was minus
-99.
That
because I realize nobody is interested because nobody's there.
It gets cold there.
Yeah.
I think Father likes to play 14 minutes of hell every once in a while. Get in the closet. 14 minutes of hell.
Those priests are crazy, aren't they?
They are.
They are crazy.
Peter Frampton is getting a trained service dog. He's been diagnosed with inclusion body myositis.
What is that now, by the way?
A progressive muscle disorder characterized by muscle inflammation, weakness, and atrophy.
And there's no cure?
No. He's working on slowing it down as much as possible, but there's only so much he can do.
He's recording a lot and playing a lot now.
He says slowly but surely he's losing strength in his hands, arms, and legs.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, I had a grandmother who had this.
Yeah.
And it basically, your muscles just waste away, and there's really nothing they can do to stop it.
Oh, Jesus.
There's no cure.
What a great artist, too. He's got an autobiography out right now.
Yeah, he wants to continue playing, and he's hoping
right?
to, but he's also saying, we'll see. I don't know if I'll be able to.
Well, he's playing as much as possible now, I read. He's waking up every, because he knows.
He says if he can't play certain things the way he wants to, he's not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll be able to tell if he sucks because Peter Frampton is a great guitar player, one of the best.
Yeah, he says he doesn't want to be that person to go out there and people feel bad for him because he didn't play as good, but he's still Peter Frampton, you know, blah, 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 blah. He said he doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So. He's working on that. And Tiger Woods thanking everyone for helping him out.
I don't want to get too into weeds with this, but I'm watching the news last night, and why isn't going 80 in a 40 considered reckless? I don't care if you got a ticket. I'm just saying, my son on Super Bowl Sunday drove over a little hill in our neighborhood, and it was solid snow. Hit the brakes. It wasn't going that fast. Slid through the intersection. Hit a woman. Everybody was fine. We had to pay for her car, obviously. Nobody got hurt. He got a ticket for reckless driving, and it was solid snow. Now, I didn't fight it. I just paid it. But I'm thinking, if that's just going over a little hill at 20 miles an hour hitting snow, nobody could have stopped that. I didn't blame him because he was only 16, but he wasn't his fault. Nobody could have stopped. Why is that a ticket? And 480 in a 40 is not a ticket.
The rationale they gave last night was...
He's Tiger Woods.
There's no witnesses.
But they said he was going 80 in a 40.
But they don't have video, and they don't have a cop.
But they said he was going 80 in a 40.
Apparently, that's not enough to charge.
Well,
I don't know.
There was no witnesses to this one either. I mean, Ryder just...
Well, the lady he hit.
Yeah, but she didn't say, and she was actually really cool about this. I mean, there was no big deal. They said, oh, you were just going too fast and give me a ticket. I'm thinking, well, how do you know? But no big deal. You got the ticket. Tiger Woods.
They said no one would have gotten a ticket out of
Tiger Woods.
They did say that no one would have gotten a ticket.
Yeah, they said they wouldn't have ticketed anyone in that similar situation.
40 in an 80s reckless driving.
It sounds like it. They also think that maybe he was hitting the brake and he was hitting the accelerator.
I don't care if he got a ticket.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't care about a ticket for Tiger Woods. I'm just saying it seems really weird.
They said he hit the tree at 74 miles an
That's
hour.
A lot of-
yeah, after he blasted through a median the other side and a whole bunch of shrubbery.
Like I said, I've been on that stretch of road a couple of times, and I know the speed limit's 45.
That means if it's a turn, the turn's probably 20.
There's some curves that you probably have to slow down to 25, 30.
Right.
Well, yeah, they said the
and
car
I'm sure
was,
that's where he lost it.
They said when it hit the tree, it was going so fast that it kind of up on the end and pirouetted and came down.
Yeah, the guy actually used the term pirouette.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He flew in the air. He's lucky. He's lucky he lived, obviously.
So, like, it spun on the nose. Right.
Yeah, it stood on the nose and then fell over again.
Yeah, they showed, like, his from the knee down, how there's pins and stuff on his feet. And whatever. He's going to live and walk and play golf recreationally the rest of his life, but he ain't winning no Masters again.
No. He's probably done winning.
No.
So drive safe out there.
Yep.
Get your vaccine.
Slow the hell down and get your vaccine, right?
Don't be reckless.
Yeah.
Listen, dog.
We've done all those.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.